Parsha's Ekev. We'll start out with the Parsha, starts off with the Ekev Tishmoim, which is, Chazal tell us it's referring to that mitzvah Sa'odom Dos Ba'akevav, which the Medrash actually says that David HaMelech wasn't afraid of the Chamuras, he was afraid of the Kalois. He was afraid of things which is track of things that Odom Dos Ba'akevav, those things require a tremendous amount of chizuk, things that people are mezalzelin, which maybe later we'll go into a little more on that. I do want to start with the word Ekev, comes lost of heel, the Ekev Dishmoim. You can hear, you can be Shamea to HaKadosh Baruch with your Ekev, with your heel. A person's a hoilach. But also there's another Nekudah in this week's Parsha, which talks about Ekev, going, because the Torah talks about when we clearly saw was in the Midbar, right? Zechartes HaDerech HaShalicha Hashem Rabbe HaBor Mishom HaMidbar. So the Torah says, He gave you man, but the Pasuk tells us, what not only gave you man, he gave you simlascho lebolso melecho v'raglcho lebotzeko. In other words, it says over here, raglcho lebotzeko, your foot did not swell. In Parshas Netzavim, it says, nalcho lebolso melecho. So already the maral is bothered by the maral. He is bothered by why over here it says raglecha loy betzeko, and over there it says nalsolib. Did they have shoes in the midbar? Not. Here it sounds like they only had raglecha loy betzeko. Your feet didn't swell in the midbar. Mashen came over later on. The parsha of it seems to mention nalcholib was similar to clothing, just like your clothing did not simlas cholib balsam alecho. So raglecha loy betzeko. So in the end, it was just your feet. It didn't have nalcholib balsam alecho. So which one was it? So before we get to the Maral in Gur Arya, the way he answers it, there's also another question which the Mefarshim are bothered by. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that when we say the Brachas in the morning, they're all done with your morning routines. Even though today we say all the Brachas HaShachar in Shul, but when the Gemara's time, they said it actually as a routine. And the Shaila was, the Gemara brings down that the Pasik, the Parach, I'm saying, the Bracha that says, that's going when you put on shoes. And the question is, what's the shaykhaz of shoes to the words sha'asali kotzarki? And there's two mahalchim, one the maral's mahalach, which in this piece, the Mengur Aryeh, the maral has a mahalach. And then there's a mahalach from the shlo. There's a mahalach from shlo. There's two mahalchim, and they're both opposite each other. So first we'll tell you the mahalach of the maral. The maral wants to learn that there's something called clothing, Chazal call it machbada. The Gemara in Shabbos says, he called his clothing my honor. Clothing is something which is called yonage. Shoes does not have a chashivas. Shoes is only there to protect you. And therefore, shoes does not have a chashivas like clothing. And that's why the morale brings down, the halach is, you're not going to harabais with shoes. Shoes is a dover shel bezoyin, the way the morale learns. It's something which is a bezoyin. And Memela, when the Torah says, raglecho lebetzeko, and the other pasuk in the Tzomet says, nalcho lebolsam alecho, then the shoes, they're all the same. There's no difference between shoes and regal. The whole purpose of the shoe is just to protect the regal. Clothing, on the other hand, has, besides the protection part of clothing, it also honors a person. It gives him covered. It gives him the amount of the type of clothing it works. So shoes are doves to, on the morale's level. On the morale's world, shoes are just something which is a bizoyan to a certain level. Right? It's something which you need, poshut for your needs. As Gemara B'sachem actually says, La'ulam, yim kor to kol min yikal manalim l'raglecho. According to the morale, it just means you make sure you're protected. That's the way the morale learns. The shlo, on the other hand, has the whole opposite idea. But before we go into the shlo, this shlo is brought down in the Sefer Be'er Yosef, in Parsha Shemois, where he discusses why Moshe Rabbeinu had to take off his shoes when he met the Shechina. Shal na'alecha ma'al raglecha, mokin asha'achto imad le'ad mas kodesh. He was bothered by why do you have to actually take off your shoes? Kaihanim, when they go on over there, when they go to do brachas kaihanim, they take off their shoes. What is the idea that a kohen has to take off his shoes? And his mazbah, the Be'er Yosef, his mazbah, based with this shlo. The shlo tells us that there are four things in the world. There's in the Bria, there's doimen, sameach, chayim, medaber. Doimen means the still things, like earth. Sameach is the plants. Chai, and Medaber. Chai is animals, and Medaber is the humans, is the Adam, which is Medaber. He's Lamaila over Behema. Those few, four things, he says, if you look at each one, needs to the other one. A Tzemeach needs a Doimon. A Tzemeach needs the earth to grow. A Chai, many animals need a plants to eat. Many animals that survive on grass, on foods. Our cows, all that, right? Things that we use of survive on grass. And then there's Odom, who's Mishtamish B'chai. One of the ways is Mishtamish B'chai is when he takes leather shoes, takes leather from the animal, and he makes shoes out of it. So when puts on his shoes in the morning, he says, Sha'osa li kol tzarki. He puts some, he gives me all mine, the whole Bria is underneath me. That's the way the Shlomo wants to learn. The Sha'osa li kol tzarki. So Mamela, Zogt Be'er Yosef, he wants to say that in front of the Shechina, you're not allowed to show cover to that you have on you over the Bria. In front of the Shechina, you have to take off your shoes. Anytime there's a Gilu Shechina, he brings like the Gemara in Kedushin that says that Uri Achiti was punished because he says, Adoni Yoiv, Ein Cholkin covered the Talmud, but Mokin Shesh Rav. He wasn't allowed to give cover to Yoiv in front of Davar Melech. You're not allowed to give cover to yourself to show that you have Melucha in front of the king whenever there's a Gilu Shechina. And Memela, he says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to take off his shoes in front of the Shechina, Kayhanim take off shoes. If you look, Reb Shlomo Zalman has a safe on tefillah, Shulchan Shleima. So the back, he has a whole piece on this, on Shosli Kortzarki. And he goes with a similar mahalach and explains that could be why Chalitza works that way. You remove your shoe because you didn't do what you have to do. I was thinking that's why on Tisha B'Av and in Kippur, very much so, Tisha B'Av is a day that we're mourning when we can't show any leadership on the day of Kiddush B'Av. An oval also doesn't wear shoes. They're not days. The same thing in Kippur. You have to show Achno, Takolish Baruch Hu, you don't wear shoes. Those are all days. So those are the two Mahalchim. According to the Shlomo, it's really to self-esteem the shoes. And according to the Maral, the purpose of shoes. So we're Ekev Tishmoim, from the Ekev, from your shoes, from your heels, you can Takol Tishmoim, you can listen to Takolish Baruch Hu, looking. Even though I once mentioned recently that another pshat I heard from Melech Biderman, that Shasali Kotzork is Dafka going on shoes, he used it as a message for Amunah, because it's one of the only things in life that has to be exactly the size. If you have shoes too small, you can't wear them. If they're too big, you can't walk. So a person in life sometimes is one missing something, and he's lacking. Why did Rabbi Shalom give me like this? Why did Rabbi Shalom give him like that? There's jealousy. There's sometimes a person is depressed and things are not going the way he does. Sha'asali Kotzork, when he puts on his shoes, he realizes the shoes are exactly made to his size. So every part of his life, he learned from the shoes, Sha'asali Kotzork, all the needs. Whatever I need in the world, Rabbi Shalom has exactly according to my size. Learn it from shoes that everything's down according to your size. That is the Mahalach we learn from the beginning of the Parsha, from this Ekev Tishmoim. Another thing the Parsha, which is important, a mitzvah deraisa of a chaltos vata barachto. The only kamat, the only bracha deraisa. There's taka of brichsat Torah. There's also deraisa. Those are the only two brachas. It's interesting. The Gemara learns out in brachas that mid Torah you have to make a bracha gishem Hashem ekrov agodle before you make learn. And mashenke eating, you make a bracha only after. And the Gemara tries to make a kavachoyma. If you make a bracha before you learn, kol shemish make a bracha after you learn. And then the Gemara in bracha says if you make a bracha after you eat, kol shekish make a bracha of eat, which the Gra in Koil Aliyo at the end of the Sefer, he has on brachas, some pieces on the Gemara, and that floor in his Nagdoma to Sefer and Ksubas, both explain the Mahalach, how can it be that you make a Kavachoyma both ways? And they explain that there's a Nimzi Ruchnis and Gashmist, that the Torah was Machayiv you to make a bracha when it's least, and there's less Hano. Which means, he says, the difference between Ruchni is the Gashmias. By Gashmias, the biggest Hanoi gets when a person's hungry, when they put food in front of you. Once he's eaten, so then he's already full and stuff. He doesn't have the same Hanoi as when you're about to dig in. When about to eat, as we say. And the Torah tells you, make a bracha after. Kolch can you make a bracha before. As the Gemara uses the Lashon, kishi saveh mevarech, kishi roev like kolch. And by Torah, spoke faket. Torah, before persons learn Torah, doesn't appreciate what Torah is. So Torah tells you, make a bracha before you learn. Once you turn Torah, how do you make a bracha after you learn? That's the way the Gra doesn't explain you why the seder of those two brachas. But what's interesting to note, la halacha, we don't pass that this Gemara. Tosfos at the beginning of the sixth parak and bracha says this kal v'chomer that says kishirove mavar kishirove kache ain ze kal v'chomer gamur. It's not a real kal v'chomer. And the question is, why not? Why is it not called the kal v'chomer? The chayra, if you make a bracha when you're full, kolchki, you should make a bracha when you arrive, when a person gives you foods. Tosfos does not explain why it's not kal v'chomer. The Meshech Chachma on this week's parsha actually explains why this is not a kal v'chomer. Because most people understand that the tachlis of benching is to thank Hashem. So if you understand, it's thanking Hashem. There's a mitzvah. At the end of the chinuch, I think it's Simon Tov Lama, it actually learns that that's a din of a daughter, Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a Sfasemes in Brachas Lav Lama, they also, I think, learns. That's a din in, right? In thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the Gemara is a very good kal v'chomer. If you thank him when you're full, Kol Shekein, thank him when you're hungry. But the Meshech Chacham doesn't learn that. He says the tachlis of benching is when a person's full, he can come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person's hungry, he doesn't forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Vayancho, this week's parsha, Vayirvecho, Vayancho. When you were hungry in the midbar, it says, Vayancho, you made a supper. Right, the pasuk says, "Vayanecho ve'yarvecho." He uses the Torah tells you, "Vayanecho ve'yarvecho." He made you hungry, and right, he made you ra'av. Vayichilcha saman, and the Rechaim HaKadosh Taka learns that the purpose was because he would give you food when you're not hungry, you would not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only vayanecho when you're in pain. By Yerveko, and you are hungry, you are rough, then Rabbi should give them money, you realize that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zog the Meshech Chochmah, the same idea is that you have to thank Hashem, not thanking Hashem. You have to realize not to forget Hashem. And you're more likely to forget Hashem when you have good, which like at the end of the Parsha talks about the Parsha of Vahoyim Shemoya. What does the Torah says? In Parsha's Vahoyim Shemoya, the Torah tells us that the Rebbe shall give you the Sati Matar Azachem, the Sati Esev, the Chaltav is about your Shomer Lachem, and if the Vavachem is Sarge about them, Lemachem. When you survey on, there's more likely to forget Hashem. When you're raw, you're not going to forget Hashem. So, Kavesh Chachma, Mela, you only make a bracha, because the Tachlis bracha is not a Hido, the Tachlis bracha is not to forget Hashem. You don't have to worry. When you're rav, you don't have to guess. That's why it's not a kavach chayma, and that's why the bracha we hold, the bracha rishon is only with the rabbana. That's the way the learns. That's the way you learn. But there's a point that we tackle learn from this halacha benching. Another point we learn from benching. The Gemara tells us in brachas. Before we get to actually the Gemara brachas, I want to preface with another pasuk in this week's parsha. The Gemara tells us. The pasuk tells us in pasuk Yud Zayin. The Rabbi Yishlam, Asher Le'isu Ponim Le'ikach Shoychat. The Rabbi Yishlam doesn't take Shoychat. That's the Rabbi Yishlam. What type of Shoychat are we talking about over here? So this Ramban. The Ramban learns Le'ikach Shoychat means that just because you do mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't justify that now you can do Avera connected the mitzvah. The Rabbi Yishlam will punish you for the Avera you do and reward you for the mitzvahs you do. It's not a play, you know, like unfortunately, sometimes some of the stock organizations tell you, if you give our stocker, we'll give you, promise you the world. Right? It's not. You have to give stocker because there's a mitzvah to give stocker. I've added this chusim and a lot of test HaKadosh Baruch Hu stocker. But definitely, the Torah is telling us, Leikach Sheikhad means, the Ramban learns the only Sheikhad which you may think is Sheikhad of mitzvahs. You may think, but I did a mitzvah. So Rabbi Shalom, you owe me one. So now I can do an Avera. That's the way the Ramban learns. But I saw that Tferes Shmuel from Shmuel Bambam was bothered by that the Gemara Brachas tells us, they learn from last week's Parsha, Parsha's Veschanam, Lo'olam yisadu odom shvochai v'achach yispalo. Where do we learn that from? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu started off with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashemi Keil v'Hashemayim Mimal. And then he says, Ebrno ve'ere es ha'oretz ha'toivo. And we structure our Shemone Esra based on that Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas Lamed Beis. Because you have to first give Dibrei Shevach, that's the first three brachas. And then we ask for Abba Koshes. We could also finish with Dibrei Shevach also. We have to mark them. So he's bothered by, isn't that some sort of Shoichat? You know, you praise a person in order to get something from him. So why is that not called Shoichat? The fact that the way, that's a yes. So he answers that the tachlis of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah there is to recognize the godless Hashem, that we have to, we're relying totally on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and you're the keil hagodol hagiboy v'anuro, you're the one. He says, there, that shoichad, that's the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is to realize, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one that gives us everything, then that shoichad, is the mitzvah itself is the shoichad, to realize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Ramban is telling us, that you did one mitzvah somewhere else, and now you want to use that. No, but if this itself, before I ask my bakosha, I come to HaKoro, which learn that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when a person does that, he's taking the scarf of Hashem by realizing the godless of Hashem and praising Hashem. That's the way he's in the scarf. That is good for the tefillah. He actually says, if you look, Chazal tell us that during Aser Shmei Tshuva, Dur Shashem Bimotsu, the Rebbein Shem is found even by Yochet. He says, why? Because it's a Zman of Din. And we realize that everything we have comes to our Kodesh Baruch Hu on a greater level during the Zman Din. So Memeila, then, we're Kneskar of Mot HaKodesh Baruch Hu, we realize that the Koyach of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Someone is Kneskar of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, then he can ask Kodesh Baruch Hu anything. There's a Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim that tells us that when the Yitzhak Yitzhak Eloi, when the Almon and the Yosem cries to me, the Rebbein Shem says, I'll answer. I'll help him. Ki yotzek shirait, al yishma b'koilim, I'll listen to their voice. And the Ramban explains, because most other people, besides Yishim Almonas, have friends. So when they have a problem, they'll go to their friends. They don't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashik Almono and the Yosem don't have anyone HaKadosh. They go direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then it's scarif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they realize there's no one else. Al tiftuchu ben divim b'ben odom, we say every morning in davening. If we realize, then anachanama, we go directly to Hashem. And if we, when we start our Shemoneh Esrei, realize, okay, la'agodah, la'gibah v'anero, then there's no problem to taka. Then, even though the pasuk says, Ashelo yisa balik ha'shevet, after the words, okay, la'gibah v'anero, but not in tefillah. In tefillah, it's not like that. Tefillah has, you can see it even a slightly from one soap shout. Is a Gemara Brachas of you that discusses Bruri and his wife had up some achlikas how to deal with Roshoim. He wanted to destroy the Roshoim, Remeya, so Bruri and Remeya. And Bruri says, Yitamu chaitim aloi chatoim. Yitamu chatoim aloi chaitim. Sorry, the Bruri taught Remeya that you should destroy their sins, not the people themselves. Look at what they did. Davenly should be Tamu chaitim, the chatoim, not the chaitim, the chatoim. That's what the Gemara and Bracha brings down. So you should be mispal for them. Mashos over there is bothered by Hakabi de Shemaim Chutz Yimre Shemaim. How can you be mispal for them? If you're Medayik, really Masho was really bothered by more. How can somebody else stop them? Hakabi de Shemaim Chutz Yimre Shemaim. But on his own level, so I once saw this in Chaim Friedler the Sefer on Yom Neroim. I think he says that on Yom Neroim when we say Bechein Tein Pachtecho, we daven for Pachatz. Right? I'll call Masecho. We're davening for Amon Yiro. What do you mean? HaKabed Yishmaim Chutz Yerushimayim. Terence is, if we mispal of Yerushimayim, that is our own Yerushimayim. Well, the Mashal's bothered by how can somebody else daven? And the Terence of the Mashal's Kashi is because that the Schus that I realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, maybe should help them. Ramoshe Grad is a Chuvan in Gras Moshe. He learns they should daven for them, not that they should. They shouldn't do chatoim. They shouldn't have the nisyonis. He says most chatoim come because a person is a nisyon. People steal because their matzav rabbanosa is hard, or other averas they do because they're depressed. So daven, they should take away the nisyonis, and mela they won't do chatoim. But what we learn from this is that tefillah itself is the Yerushamayim. That's why is no. So that type of shoychad, you tak a lot to do. But we find, and that's what I'm saying in this week's parasha, v'chalto svat of arachto, the Gemara brachas davchof on the base tells us, v'chalto svat of arachto, the Gemara has a stira that says, how can it be, it says, ashalo yisuponim b'likach shoich. But we know the pasuk says in parasha, the pasuk says in parasha's nosoi, yis Hashem ponim elecho. Pasuk says, yis Hashem ponim elecho. He does do noisuponim. How can it be? So the Gemara tells us, what can I do? The Torah says, v'chalto svat of arachto. And then makbet the bench, even when they're not savea, even when they are either kabei or kezayis. So because they do something extra, they bench, how can there not be nois upon him? What this Gemara is telling us, Amor de Gechidish, first of all, anytime you do something more than you're supposed to do, then you have that's shoychat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Rebbein Shalom is going to be nois upon him. That type of Rebbein Shalom, you're going to be zoich and nois upon him. Unfortunately, people don't realize, you know, sometimes, you know, people say, oh, I don't want to wash. It's not that you don't want to wash. The washing is not the problem. You don't want to bench. But the emphasis, if you realize the school of benching is that even if you eat, and you don't have, you're not even surveyor, and you now bench, you're going to get this yis upon him. You're going to get this yis upon him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sefer Drash Madchai from Ramat Chadruk, he even takes this even more on a stronger level. What does the Gemara mean? Not just you doing Lifnei Mishur Sadin. In benching, we say, Noida Lecha Hashem Alekeinu. We're giving a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? On the mazi, on the food that you gave him. And this fellow wasn't even severe. This fellow only had the kazayis of kabeya. And he gets up and he benches and he says, Noida Lecha, even on the little I have. A person that can be thankful even on what the little he has, that type of person, is makad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the little he has, whatever he has, that type of person is taka zoicha nesis upon him. So what we learn from this pasuk is like this. From these psukim, we learn to be zoicha nesis upon him, you have to do something extra. You have to be thankful for what you have. And that's what Chazal are telling us, that those type of things can be zoicha nesis upon him. In this week's parasha, the Rashi brings down a Chazal, kol ha-mitzvahs. You should do all the mitzvahs. What's called a mitzvahs? All the mitzvahs referring to the amaschal, but we call a mitzvahs. Medrash Agolim is chalto be mitzvah gomer oisoi. If you start a mitzvah, you should complete it. She'in nikr mitzvah al Hashem agoimro. The Gemara brings down in Soita that the mitzvah is in Soita daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara brings down that since Moshe Rabbeinu was the one in Mehischa, the Gemara brings down when Moshe was the one that was Isaac to bring them out of Mitzrayim, but since Moshe wasn't Goimrit, the mitzvah einan mitzvah nikral shemagmar. So the Gemara is telling us over here, maschal be mitzvah amr gemar, which you learn from the words called mitzvah. So on the Tferish Shmuel, he points out in the Kudo that could be it's even worse to start a mitzvah and not complete it than not start the mitzvah bechlal. What is the mitzvah? Because when you stop in the middle of a mitzvah, we find that there's a bezoyin to the mitzvah. There's a certain level of bezoyin to the mitzvah, which we find that the Gemara tells us that in Soito, if a person's maschal b'mitzvah is not goyma, maridin oisa migdula, and then the Gemara says, according to one man d'oma, that is koyve ishtay banov. Terrible things that someone starts a mitzvah and doesn't finish. We find in Hilchas Talmud Torah, a similar idea. In Hilchas Talmud Torah, it's brought down the Gemara. It's a Gemara that tells us that if a person's mafsik mishinosoi, machil lo gachar resomim. Now, if you don't find someone for bitl Torah, you get gachle resomim. Yes, you get punished for bitl Torah, but someone's in the middle of learning and he's mafsik gachle resomim. The Gemara tells us in Brachas Davches that a person who leaves Torah in the middle of leinik, oizvei Torah, is someone who's maniach sefer Torah v'yoytza. The Gemara says that's terrible avera. It's interesting, once saw Shaila from Rabbi Zilberstein, the Shaila, the guy used to daven on the train. They had a car with these Noilim, used to daven on the train. They had one of the trains had a thing. His Shaila was that one time he stopped, they were a little delayed, and his stop ended up being in the middle of laning. Is he allowed to leave? If he stays on the train, he's going to miss a stop, he's going to get to work very late. On the other hand, the Torah, the Chazal tell us, that is Oizvei Torah, what should he do? If you always make Torah, a person not to leave the Torah and leave. So he had a big suffix, what should he do? So Zilberstein told him an interesting psak. He told him they should get off the station and the window's still and the door's open and still continue listening to the laning on the side. And then the train, the door closes and the train continues. So you didn't leave the Torah went away from you. That was the Eitz he gave you. You are Mavaz the Torah. That's the Eitz he gave him. But Akaponim, what we learn from this is that especially that there are things in life that sometimes we do mitzvahs, that there's a diktuk of mitzvahs. As we start off the parasha, Odom, right? Ekev tishmoim, you should be medaktik to do the ekev tishmoim, the diktuk of mitzvahs, things that Odom should dosh makev of. Sometimes we get so used to doing mitzvahs, there's a certain chilek of our mitzvahs to tackle that we have to mechazik in them. It's not to be mafsik to do b'shleimus. And if we do that taka b'shleimus, Rabbi Yishon will give us our shleimus. He'll give us the geula shleima. And should be zoicha taka to niskarav to the geula shleima b'meherov yomeinu.